Rosh Hashanah Aleichem. We say in davening every day, it's actually unusual. It's a phrase in Birkas Kriya Shema that we actually repeat the same phrase. In davening, we don't have too much repetition, other than obviously the standard format of a bracha, baruch atah, etc. But in terms of the middle part of the body of the bracha, we don't generally repeat phrases. We have one phrase in the first bracha, Birkas Kriya Shema, that we actually repeat verbatim. But what is that phrase? Anyone? Correct. Okay, so it sounds like the first parsha of Kriya Shema. You're absolutely right. What about the first bracha of Birkos Kriya Shema? But you're absolutely right in terms of the parshas of Kriya Shema. What about in terms of the bracha of Birkos Kriya Shema? There's a phrase we repeat. Yeah, Mechadish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tov Maaseh Bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always, it's something that happens so seamlessly and so skillfully that we're not necessarily aware of it. We don't see it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly renewing the Bria. A moshal, someone has explained to me that when you have a computer screen, so if you have something on the computer screen, so we just see that image continuously. But the truth is that the image is actually constantly being renewed every millisecond. It's not just that it stays there. It's constantly being renewed, and maybe this has implications for whether you're erasing something and turning your computer off or not. Anyway, if you ever have shilas, you have to ask a mara hara. But maybe that's a little bit of a moshel for hamachadish b'tuva b'chol yom tamid maaseh v'eishes. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu is always renewing the bria. Every moment is a new bria. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always renewing the Bria, it follows from that a person has a koach of his chadshus. If the Bria is sort of old and stale, so then, I don't know, so then maybe that would mean that we also get old and stale. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly renewing the Bria, so then that means that we have a koach of his chadshus. So that's true all the time. It's true every day, every moment of the year. A person can turn a page. A person can make an improvement. A person can make a change. It's always true. But it's especially true, and it's magnified at certain times of the year. Certain times of the year, that koach of hischadshus is even stronger, and it's even a more opportune moment. Around the beginning of a new year, okay. So, is it still the beginning of a new year? We just benched Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan already. Tishrei is almost entirely in the books. But in terms of the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, so we're still very much holding by a new year. There is a din. It's a din that appears in the Gemara and Brachos. And then it appears in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. It's a halacha that la'olam yashlam odim parshiyosavim hatzibo shnayim mikra ve'echa targum. What does that mean, someone? La'olam yashlam odim parshiyosavim hatzibo.
You should read the mikra, like from the end of the actual text of the Torah twice, followed by a plus.
Shnayim mikra ve'echa targum. It's a very, very basic chiyuv. Every chiyuv is obviously important. That goes. That's just a tautology to say that a chiyuv is important. But this is very, very basic. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that the ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah is with Unkelus and Rashi. It's not only Unkelus and Rashi. Rashi has something that Unkelus doesn't have. Unkelus has something that Rashi doesn't have. What Unkelus has that Rashi doesn't have is that Unkelus is on every single pasuk, on every single word and every single pasuk. Rashi isn't. And what Rashi has that Unkelus doesn't is, besides the fact that the language is more familiar to us, Rashi quotes so many basic drashas of Chazal, basic agodas of Chazal, basic halachas of Chazal on the psukim. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that even though it's not required to do Rashi as well, but Shulchan Aruch says that a Yirei Shamayim, which is something we should all aspire to, I mean, it's a label we should all hope one day will fit. A Yirei Shamayim should be Mavir Sedra with both Unkelus and with Rashi. Basically, if a person knows Chumash with Rashi and Unkelus, so there are so many fundamentals that a person has in Torah. So many fundamentals. So many things that are sort of alien to us. One of the reasons it's alien to us is that there are just large segments of Chumash that we don't know. All of Korbanos is so alien to us. So many basic dinim of Tumah v'Tahara alien to us. If we'd be Ma'aviv Sedra, it wouldn't be a substitute for learning everything else in Torah. But it gives one a foundation, mamash a foundation in Kol HaTorah Kula. There are different shitas in the poskim. What's the ideal timing in terms of being Ma'aviv Sedra? Is it ideal to do it on Friday? Is it ideal to do it during the week and Aliyah a day? But it's pasha that everyone would agree that the first years that a person is seriously undertaking Shnayim Mikra Echatagon, the best way to do it is an Aliyah day, because it requires serious time to learn a Rashi thoughtfully, as opposed to just sort of quickly read through a Rashi. But to learn the Rashi carefully, thoughtfully, to then reread the pasuk in light of Rashi, and to see what the insight is, what the understanding of the pasuk is based on Rashi, it takes time. And it's next to impossible to accomplish it all just over Shabbos. It's next to impossible that it's really going to happen in a very basic way, if a person leaves it all just for Friday and Shabbos. So with that koch of Hishadrus, and with the season of Hishadrus in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, it's a good time to think about how we approach this chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. Targum is a little bit forbidding. But there are lots of study aids, to mention one of them. You know, the new Dirshul Chumash that has just the Chumash Rashi and Ramban. So they're not the first Chumash to have done it, but the most recent one to have done it. So they have on the bottom of the page, whenever Unkelus does anything other than literally translate the Lashon HaKodesh into Aramaic, whenever Unkelus says something which is more interpretive rather than just translation, so then they retranslate it for you back into Hebrew. So obviously the Hebrew is going to be different than the wording of the pasuk. There are other chumashim have done that previously, but that's one that's now readily available. I think maybe one of the original ones that did it, but it wasn't there printed in the Chumash. You had to have it in a separate sefer. There's a sefer called Yein HaTov, which also, is for those of you who are familiar with Rabbi Wine, who used to be in Muncie and now is in Eretz Yisrael, so the Yein HaTov is his uncle with the same last name, hence the title of the sefer. He did it for not only Unkelus, he did it for other Targumim, for Yonasan Menuzia, for the Targum Yerushalmi. Also, any time that the Targumim say anything which isn't just a literal translation of the Hebrew. Again, the easiest thing, obviously, is when it's on the same page in the Chumash, in the way it is in the Dirshu and some other editions, but it's It's a din. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. And B, it's something that gives a person a foundation, mamish, a foundation in Torah. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll say.